Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me for our devotion again this week. We're looking at a quick passage today, Ephesians 2, chapter 8 to 9. Two short verses, but packed with meaning. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. This is a densely packed chapter of Ephesians, and I don't want to look at the whole chapter because there's really lots to unpack here, but I just want to share a couple short thoughts just based on these two verses. And the first one is this: it is by grace through faith. We don't often understand what that means, a gift of God. It means that grace is undeserved. So often we walk around thinking, well, I've said yes to God, so now I deserve grace and I deserve this, and why is God not looking after me, and why is God not saving my family, you know why? And we're approaching that from the wrong angle. We think it's a gift of God, but we forget that it's also the sovereignty of God. We forget that it's of the authority of God. Grace is undeserved favor. So then the other argument there from the universalist crowd is, well, why doesn't God just give grace for everybody, give his gift to everybody and save everybody? Two things. Firstly, we have a free will. He gave us a free will, so we have to choose. Secondly, we freely choose to sin. We freely choose to sin. We're not going to choose God's grace of our own sinful nature. That's why it's the gift of God, by grace through faith. Without the grace, we've got nothing to faith. And without faith, there's no point in us receiving grace because we're not going to believe it. Grace is something undeserved. Now, I don't want to get into deep debates here now, but if we look at two groups of people, one group is saved, the other group is unsaved. One group receives, obviously, grace, because that is what saves them, grace through faith. God has enabled them to respond to the gospel and to understand salvation and to receive grace and all the rest of it. So they've received the gift of God. The other group hasn't received that gift of God. So is that unfair? No, because both groups of people are sinners, are people born with a sinful nature, are people who deserve to be punished, people who deserve to face God's wrath. And yet the one group receives grace, the other group will receive justice. Neither group receives anything that is unfair or unjust. One group receives something that is undeserved, grace, and the other group receives justice. There's no unfairness there. This is the way things work. And so the question shouldn't be, why do I have the gift of grace and God hasn't helped this person and that person? Our response should be, why me? What did I do? Why did God choose to bestow his grace upon me? That should be our heart's attitude. If we've received his grace, we've received the gift of God. We've received something that comes from his authority, not by work so that anyone can boast, but something that comes from him, something that is undeserved, something that I've done nothing to achieve or to attain. Something completely undeserved, and all because he loves me and he saw me, and in his sovereign authority he decided to give me, bestow his grace upon me. What a blessed thought this morning. And I want to encourage you, if you know that you have been saved by grace through faith, let your attitude be one of humble submission and thankfulness to Almighty God. Why me, God? What did I do? Nothing. Nothing, that's the answer. It's undeserved, and yet he still decided to give you his gift. What a blessed thing to know. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word to us this morning. Thank you for the reminder that your grace is something undeserved. It is your gift. And Father, thank you for giving that gift to us. Something that we could never ever do on our own accord. No amount of good works could ever buy enough grace for us, and yet you just so freely give it to us. What a blessed thing to know. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your gift. a sinner like me, so undeserving, who's done nothing to merit anything good, and yet you have given this gift to me. We bless you and we honor you and we give you thanks. Forgive us where we've taken your grace for granted. Forgive us where we've become entitled and think that we deserve grace and we deserve all these good things, and if our life isn't working out, we get cross with you because you're not giving us enough. Father, forgive us and change our hearts, change our attitudes, I pray, to be one of humble submissiveness and one of humble thankfulness to Almighty God for your provision for this beautiful, undeserved gift of grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.